You're listening to Talking with Monk. Yay! Let's go!
Welcome to the Talking with Mark podcast. I am your host, Mark. Did you miss me? Here we go again. Thank you. Thank you. I love you too. Yes, but you have to stop. You have to stop. Security, security, take care of them. I love you, but I got a podcast. And I'd like to say hello to all of my amazing, fantastic, awesome English students. They know me as Mark Sensei. And once again, I will say welcome to the Talking with Mark podcast. The weather is absolutely awesome. But finally, we are getting that warm weather we've been craving and wanting for months. Everybody's out. People are barbecuing. People are going on picnics. Everyone is having a good time, going to patios, drinking beer. This is what I have been waiting for. And it is also putting everyone in a good mood. And we are in a good mood. So therefore, it's easy for us to be more positive about things. Aha! That is the topic of the podcast today. The topic is positive thinking. It's not the easiest thing to do, but it can be done. And it is very beneficial to your health and your life. And I will be talking about that in today's podcast. And there will also be an article about positive thinking that I will be reading. And as usual, near the end of the podcast, there will be a listening comprehension test for those of you who are interested in participating. It's a true or false test that is related to the article that I will be reading. Okay? Awesome. So let's get into today's episode of Talking with Mark, positive thinking. Let's jump into the article. Positive thinkers are more likely to live longer than negative thinkers. This is according to a combination of studies conducted by the Boston University School of Medicine into the health of people in the USA. Researchers looked at the data on the health of 70,000 female nurses and 1,500 male military veterans. They discovered that people who were optimists, people who thought positively, were more likely to live to the age of 85. They said people who were more pessimistic, those who thought negatively, were 11 to 15% less likely to live to that age. The researchers believe that optimists, positive thinkers, found it easier to manage stress than pessimists, negative thinkers. Very, very, very interesting. It is a lot easier to be negative than it is to be positive, unfortunately. If you want to put yourself in a bad mood and have a negative outlook on life, just watch the news. Just turn on the television and watch the news. That is something that I don't do anymore. I don't watch the news. Although I am aware of what is happening globally, I don't need to watch the news. I'm a part of some chat groups and people will just throw in a link about something that happened and I'll click on it and I'll check it out, and that's good enough for me. The news is only good for sports news and the weather. That's all I need. And plus, you don't need that nowadays because you have your phone to check the weather and you have your phone to check the news. So I will leave the news alone because I want to maintain a positive vibe and feel good. See, that's the thing about positive thinking. Positive thinking makes you feel good. And if you feel good, you're going to be nice to people. You're going to send out that positive energy to people. Now, here is a tip that I have for helping you if you want to become a more of a positive person and a positive thinker. And I talked about this on my second episode. Get a good night's rest. If you are getting a good amount of sleep, you are going to feel energized, right? So if you want to feel positive, you have to have the energy. If you're tired, you're going to be tired, you're going to be miserable, and your thoughts are not going to be clear. So if you're getting enough rest, you're going to feel good. You're going to feel like you want to share that positive energy to people, and it's easier for you to think positive. Another thing that can help you become a positive thinker is to be thankful for the things in your life. That's the best way to start, because some people will say, well, it's hard to think positive. Okay, all you got to do first step is look at the things around you and be happy and grateful for them. I'm happy and grateful for the fact that I have a roof over my head. I have a bed to sleep in. I have friends. I have food in my refrigerator. I'm able to go outside, and I live in a peaceful neighborhood, because there's people that live in countries where there's a lot of war going on. So you should be grateful for the things that you have. And then that is like a snowball effect. You start feeling good about things and more optimistic about things and life. So those are some tips that are very helpful if you want to become a positive thinker. Let me go over them again. Get sleep. Get a good amount of sleep. You'll feel refreshed and it'll be easier for you to think positive. Next, be grateful and thankful for the things that you have right now. Right now in your life. It's not hard. Take a look at the things in your life and be grateful for them. Not, oh, I prefer. No, be happy with the things you have. And that's going to be putting you in a good mood. Look outside. Oh, the weather is beautiful. Even if it's raining, you can just say, okay, it's raining. But you know what? The plants, the trees, they need to get some water. So it's all good, you know. And it's not going to rain forever. The sun will come out eventually, right? Also, as I stated earlier, one of the big things is turn off the news in the morning. Some people will be sipping on their coffee, watching the news. So turn that off. So that will be really helpful for you. No news. Be grateful and thankful for the things that you have in your life. And get that sleep so you'll be refreshed and have the energy to think clearly, and you'll be more optimistic. Bingo. Let's go. Now, let's move on to the second part of this article. Participants in the two studies answered questions in a survey. The questions assessed their levels of optimism. The surveys matched these levels with the participants' overall level of health. They were also asked about their levels of exercise, their diets, as well as how much they smoked and drank. Professor Luwina Lee said, "Our findings speak to the possibility that raising levels of optimism may promote longevity and healthy aging." She had some advice for pessimists who might want to live longer. The advice was to imagine a future in which everything has turned out well. She urged people to increase their levels of optimism. She said it was healthier for people to look on the bright side of life. Good advice. Did you hear that? Ladies and gentlemen, did you hear that? Now I'm going to go back and read this part. What did she say? This is what she said. The advice was to imagine a future in which everything has turned out well. She urged people to increase levels of optimism. She said it was healthier for people to look on the bright side of life. Well said. Well said. That's right. We just came out of 2 years of this C-19 pandemic. It is so important to imagine a future where everything works out in a positive way. Where everything turns out well. That is very key. And I totally agree with that. Laughter and humor is a great way to put yourself in a positive feeling, a positive vibe. You know, looking at humor in everyday life is a great way. It helps you look on the bright side of life, not taking everything so seriously. And it helps you deal with stress. And when you laugh at yourself, when you make a mistake and you laugh at yourself, rather than putting yourself down, oh man, I'm so stupid. How come I? No, just laugh it off. It's all good. We all make mistakes. And there's probably some humor in that, you know? And it's all good to just watch something that you find funny. Laughter is so good for your health. And even talk to your friends. One of your friends who is really funny, call up your friend and have a good laugh and talk about things. Talk about the past, reminiscing about the fun times you had when you were younger. Those things are really important. So don't take things too seriously. Laugh, have a good time. That also puts you in a good vibe and helps you have a positive mindset and an optimistic mindset about life. And like I said before, it makes you look on the bright side of things. So I would like to make it crystal clear to everyone out there listening that I am not the positivity cheerleader every single day. Like, I'm walking out my house and down the street and talking to my friends. I'm Mr. Positive. I'm Mr. Positive. Hey, hey, hey. I'm Mr. Positive, the positivity cheerleader. No. I'm a human like everyone else. I have negative thoughts. I am pessimistic at times, right? But I do my best to change the way that I think when there's certain situations and try to shift it to a more positive outlook on things, as well as using the tips that I mentioned earlier to help keep me in a positive vibe, a positive mood, and a positive feeling, because it makes me feel good, right? But I don't walk around telling my friends, hey, you need to be positive, you need to be positive, you need to be positive. No. But what I do is, if a friend or even one of my students talk to me about a problem that they have, what I'll do is I'll listen, let them express themselves about the negative problem that happened, and then I'll ask them a question. The question I'll ask them is, okay, I understand. I'll say, okay, I understand. Then I'll ask them, so what do you want to do? What do you want to do about it? Then they begin to think about positive solutions, or How would you prefer this situation to be? And then they will talk about how they would prefer the situation to be. And then we begin to kind of shift. We got the negative stuff out the way and we begin to shift more over to the positive on what do they want to do about it, which will make them feel better, or how would they prefer the situation to be? And then we start talking about and looking at positive solutions. That's what I do. And I would recommend that to those listening out there is to, when people talk to you, let them express themselves. Let them express themselves and listen as a friend, and then ask them, so what do you want to do about it? Or, so what do you want? So what do you want? What would you prefer to happen? And then you shift over to the positive side of things. So that's something I got from a book. Actually, the book I learned that from was The Law of Attraction by Michael J. Lozier. Yeah. And that actually, I don't know if it was in this book. I think it's in the book or was in one of his interviews. I don't remember, but it was years ago. And I apply it. And it works, because the person who had the problem begins to feel better, and you feel better because you're not taking on that, you know, negative energy from, you know, the situation that happened that they're explaining to you, and you're turning it into a positive one. It's time to start the listening test. I will read the article again, and there will be a true or false test shortly after. So good luck to all the listeners who are participating. Let's start. Positive thinkers are more likely to live longer than negative thinkers. This is according to a combination of studies conducted by the Boston University School of Medicine into the health of people in the USA. Researchers looked at the data on the health of 70,000 female nurses and 1,500 male military veterans. They discovered that people who were optimists, people who thought positively, were more likely to live to the age of 85. They said people who were more pessimistic, those who thought negatively, were 11 to 15% less likely to live to that age. The researchers believe that optimist, positive thinkers found it easier to manage stress than pessimists, negative thinkers. Participants in the two studies answered questions in a survey. The questions assessed their levels of optimism. The surveys matched these levels with the participants' overall level of health. They were also asked about their levels of exercise, their diets, as well as how much they smoke and drink. Professor Liwina Lee said, "Our findings speak to the possibility that raising levels of optimism may promote longevity and healthy aging." She had some advice for pessimists who might want to live longer. The advice was to imagine a future in which everything has turned out well. She urged people to increase levels of optimism. She said it was healthier for people to look on the bright side of life. True or false? Listening comprehension test. Here we go. Number one. The article says pessimists are less likely to live longer than optimists. The article says pessimists are less likely to live longer than optimists. Number two. Researchers looked at data on 71,500 men and women. Researchers looked at data on 71,500 men and women. Number three. The research says all optimists live to be the age of 85. The research says all optimists live to be the age of 85. Number 4. Positive thinkers are up to 15% more likely to live to be 85. Positive thinkers are up to 15% more likely to live to be 85. Number 5. People answered questions about exercise, optimism, and drinking. People answered questions about exercise, optimism, and drinking. Number 6. Researchers say optimism can reduce longevity. Researchers say optimism can reduce longevity. Number 7. A researcher said imagining a dark future helps people feel optimistic. A researcher said imagining a dark future helps people feel optimistic. Number 8. A researcher said bright people should look on the healthy side of life. A researcher said bright people should look on the healthy side of life. That brings us to the end of episode 4, Positive Thinking, on the Talking with Mark podcast. Thank you for listening, and thank you to the participants who took part in the listening test for this episode. As you know, you can send me your answers through my email address, which is in the description, as well as you can send it through my DM on Instagram. And for the students and people who have my line, you can send it to me online. I like checking them, and I do respond and reply back. So remember, I'm Mr. Positive. I'm Mr. Positive. Hey, hey, hey. Stay positive, everyone. All right. And have yourself a great day, a great night, a great evening, a great afternoon. Whenever you're listening to this, have a great time. And I'll see you. Well, I won't see you. You'll hear from me on the next one. Mark Sensei signing off. Peace.